This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with incredible nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
Nurse One, when you realized that you were in a place where you needed a car, how did you go about finding and buying a car?
For us, luckily for our for my staffing agency before, they were also helping us with getting a car. They offered International Auto Source then for us, but we decided to get it from like a dealership directly from them. So we get it through the bank.
Happy Nurse One.
Nurse One.
I'm sorry. No, the reason is because it's like there was like few at that time there was like cars that I really like, but most of the cars were not available. So That's the main reason. So like when I wanted a car, I just went to a different dealership. But it was harder doing on my own versus if I just went with the International Auto Source. So it's like a lesson learned for me in a way. So for me, I went to a local bank, and I didn't know about those APR and those rates, those kind of things. So they kind of gave me a big rate, and I wasn't like really aware of it, that it was big. It was like 8 point something. So it wasn't a good start for me for getting a loan or coming here to the U.S. with that decision. So getting a loan, it took time. Getting the car or finding a car itself, it was quite challenging because, like I said, I had a problem with having our colleagues to bring us to roam around to find some of the cars. But luckily, one of my colleagues, she got a car from International Auto Source. So we were able to tag along with her. So with her, with her help, you're able to do most of the things because of your help, James. So
I was just kidding.
Luckily, I have someone with someone who got it from International Auto Source, or else I will really be doomed on those first 2 weeks or 3 weeks rather.
And that's where, Nurse One, I love that you're coming on the show and sharing your journey and your experience because other people can learn from you. And say, oh, goodness, it is possible to do what you did, but it was probably a tough road to go. Also, you know, just to know that there are choices. So if you want to try and get it on your own, you know, that is possible. If you wanted to go through International Auto Source, that is possible. If you want to get a car loan through AdvanceShield and go that route, that is possible. There are choices, and it's important to educate yourself because everybody's situation is different, and you need to find what's going to be the best option for you. James, about the process that a nurse needs to take in order to buy a car, can you talk us through that and just explain that in a little bit more detail?
The only thing you're missing is first contact International Auto Source. No, I'm just kidding. So really kind of going through buying a car, you know, wherever you're buying a car. And if I could just touch on the point that you said before about choices, it's perfect to have choices. It's you want to have as many choices as possible. I mean, look what's happening today. As the choices are limited, prices are going up, you know, so it's definitely research everything, you know, in the sense that, you know, when you can say decide on the type of vehicle, that means really decide on the type of vehicle that's going to be best for your family. You know, do you need a small car? Do you need an SUV? What part of the United States are you moving to? You know, not necessarily do you require a four-wheel drive if you're moving to, for example, Florida or Texas, but you might still need the size of an SUV. Research online. So research the reviews on those vehicles. You know, try to make sure that, you know, people are talking positively about the car, that it's good for your area, that, you know, longevity of that vehicle is good, those types of things. And then this is really probably one of the most important is determine your monthly budget. This is all going to be new, you know, moving to the United States, it's going to be new. You have new expenses. You have a new monthly, you have a new rent, you have utilities, you have taxes, you have health, you have all these types of new bills that are going to come up. So you really want to try to determine, you know, what is going to be the extra income that you have, you know, set aside for purchasing a vehicle. Research your loan options. Exactly. As many choices as you can find out there, the better. You have options with AdvanceShield. You have options with International Auto Source. You have options with your local dealerships. You know, the local dealerships, typically the only time, and I don't know, you know, again, if I don't want this to sound self-fulfilling, but the local dealerships at the end of the day don't necessarily have to answer or are not building a longevity relation or partnership with Kinetics. So they're looking for that one individual deal where situations like International Auto Source and Advantial are focused on many deals and long-term deals and doing the right thing all the time as opposed to some of the time. You know, so it's really a matter of, you know, look out there and see who's offering you the best interest rates, see who's offering you the best down payment options, see who's offering you an option of no social security number. I mean, mm-hmm. to the point, that's amazing. You know, it's that's the single most important thing that someone requires in order to build a credit history. See who's offering you a car that you have a car. So maybe you have a loaner car while you're waiting for your new car. Whatever the case is, look for that best situation for you. Shop at multiple dealerships. Absolutely. Verify, check pricing, make sure that you're getting the best deal, and make sure you're also working with a reputable company. There's no doubt about that. Check Google reviews and make sure that you're working with a reputable company. Car dealerships in the U.S. do not have the best reputation. Mm-hmm. Test drive, that's important. But in today's world, I've noticed, you know, a lot of people are buying things online. I just bought an entire bedroom set and mattress online. I can't believe it. People are saying I'm crazy for not testing out the mattresses. It'll be fine. You know, I sleep on it. That's it. You know, so but test drive that car to make sure that you're comfortable in there. And then select your vehicle and make sure that you review the costs. So you're going to go through the costs and make sure that there's no hidden fees. You know, make sure that those fees, those prices include the taxes. One little surprise in the United States is prices do not include taxes until the very, very end, mm-hmm. typically. Now, because of our market, when we provide pricing, we ensure that everything's inclusive. But in the, you know, in the local market, when you're going to the local dealership, when you're first reviewing that price with a dealership, they're going to tell you about the taxes at the very end, you know, so just be prepared for that because taxes are not included in the original prices. And then make that final decision and give your initial down payment. There are services out there. I believe, you know, loans like Advantial can be done with zero down depending on the value of the vehicle. And then, you know, similar with programs like ours, we can have zero down, which is important when you're first coming to the U.S. with all those new expenses. And, you know, just make sure that if you do give that money down, again, you're giving it to a reputable company, whoever you're providing it to. So it can seem a little intimidating, that entire process, but I assure you there's companies and there's people out there that will help you. I mean, for example, you know, Nurse Juan relied on some of his friends and people that relocated. And I really think it's one of the things I love the most when I hear you guys talk about it, how nurses helping nurses. You know, I think it's so great that, you know, nurses moving into local areas, like an area like Kentucky, somebody's helping each other out, you know, showing the lay of the land. So it's really lean on your friends, lean on your companies and lean on, you know, companies like ours, Advantial and International Auto Source. And I assure you, both of us, both Advantial and International Auto Source would help you or answer questions for you, whether you got a car from us or not, or a loan from us or not.
Exactly.
We're here to help.
Yes.
Look, thank you, James. I think that gives so much great information and lots of pointers and tips there for any nurse who has never driven before, never bought a car before. It really can feel very overwhelming and very scary. So some great advice there.
It's overwhelming for Americans.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah, and intimidating for U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens don't want to buy cars and go to local dealerships.
Especially these days when it's so expensive.
I can't imagine what it's like for an international nurse to go to a dealership and try to buy a car. It's a very intimidating process.
Yeah, definitely. Nicole, can you share just a little bit about the options in terms of like a new car, a pre-owned car, what they should think about in terms of that, about the difference between buying or leasing? Can you share a little bit of insight about those different options?
Sure. I just want to give kudos to James. He explained that process very well. And I would like to give one tip. You know, this is not your dream car, or this might not be your forever car, but this is a car that you get a payment for that you feel comfortable with all of the other expenses that you come that are going to be arising when you come for the first time. So I just want to make that point as well.
It's very true.
Because you don't want to overstretch or overcommit yourself because, you know, you needed, you know, a brand new car, you know, versus pre-owned, whatever situation you have. But yes, I would love to talk about the process. So as far as, you know, leasing versus a new car, you know, what's great about Advantual is, you know, a new car or a pre-owned car, we give the same rate for. So it doesn't matter if it's new. It doesn't matter if it's been loved on before. We do give that same rate, which is different than a lot of some of the dealerships. They might give a better rate for, you know, either or. With Advantual specifically, we do finance up to 115% of the value of the car. So let me break that down. Say the car is worth $25,000. We will finance up to $28,750. And a lot of the dealerships you'll see are charging way more than what a car is worth. If they were charging $30,000, the difference would be up to you guys for the down payment. But Advantial, you know, we are always looking out for you. I know International Auto Source as well. We will tell you, hey, that's a bad deal. You need to go back and make sure that you negotiate and try and get it down to a certain price for us to finance that car without a down payment. Because I know a down payment means a lot. You know, you don't want to spend that extra money, or you might not have that extra money to put down on that car right away. So the difference between a lease and a purchasing a vehicle, you know, with a lease, you're paying to use the vehicle. With a auto loan, you are paying to purchase the vehicle. So it's really up to you. I know here in Houston, there are a lot of cars for lease. You know, sometimes they want to go with the lease because they don't want to have that obligation, or they want to, maybe that's not their forever car. So they want to lease something until they can afford to maybe purchase, you know, their dream car a little bit down the road. There are a lot of scenarios on why, you know, you prefer a lease versus an auto loan. But at Advantial, you know, feel free to contact us and, you know, we can talk through your options as well.
Thank you, Nicole.
Sure.
I see that, you know, I think that's really helpful just to know the options in terms of a new car, or a, what did you call it, Nicole? A little bit loved car. What did you say?
A pre-
no, I like that.
A pre-loved car. I think we have pre-owned or pre-loved car. I think we have a graphic of a pre-loved car and a new car.
I love that.
And a newer car will be a big savings as opposed to, a newer used car will be a big savings as opposed to the new model. A 2-year-old car will most likely be in great shape and may even come with a warranty. So just to be aware of the options there.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
What are the differences between International Auto Source and Advantial? James, you want to start and then we'll call Ann in.
Thank you for putting me on the spot for that one. I appreciate it. So I think, and you know, first and foremost, we worked together in the past. So I have processed with Advantial loans for purchasing the vehicles. The one difference that we have, or that I would suggest, and Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, would be that with International Auto Source, our program has a distributorship agreement with U.S. car manufacturers, as well as Audi, Volkswagen, Nissan. We also have local agreements with all the local dealerships throughout the United States for us to be able to purchase or obtain vehicles and actually sell the vehicle. So we sell the vehicle. We also provide the loans for the vehicle, and we can provide insurance for the vehicle. So we do we're kind of like the full one-stop shop where we're actually selling the car, filling out the title paperwork for you, and transferring the title from us to you. I don't want to speak on behalf of Advantial, but Advantial is a credit union and they're providing the loan. So I would go to like a program like ours, International Auto Source, would ask Advantial to provide loans to our candidates that were buying cars, buying the actual physical car from us.
Right.
Nicole, yeah. If I said it correctly, I apologize.
No, that's great. We are financing. So we are the loan provider. We, and like I say, we might not be the best deal, but that's where you come in and you research and you find, the best rate and the best situation for you. So we are just the financing, but we do have a program where we do not require the social security number right away. So that is, huge because, I know for here in Houston, the appointments to get a social security number can be months. So if you need a car right away, we're able to get you into that vehicle as long as you have some sort of international driver's license or something. So we just do the financing.
Thank you, Nicole. When a nurse has a license from their own country, is it equivalent to an international driver's license or do they have to apply for it separately? And I see we have a similar question actually underneath that.
Okay. It's definitely different. Like for me, when I arrived here, I didn't get my international driver's license. I wasn't able to apply because I was thinking based on the website that for the Kentucky DMV website, they said it's okay not to have an international license. But when I asked the DMV counties nearby, all of them said I need to have an international driver's license to drive. So that for me, I was able to apply online, getting the driver's license or the international driver's license from Manila. And I had to head it mailed to here in Kentucky. So I think it took like 6 or 7 days for it to be processed. Luckily for me, I did leave some papers like a proxy for someone who I can ask them to process it for me back home in the Philippines. So it's like my signature and like an authorization letter for them to do it on my behalf. So definitely, like what James said, and you definitely have to have your international driver's license when you arrive here. It really opens up more options for you, and it does makes it easier. Just think of it as like an investment. So spend a little bit more for that part. So it will be easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that, Nurse Juan, an investment. That's a great way to put it. And the last question that we have before we finish off is really just to talk about the insurance and car registration. Nurse Juan, can you talk a little bit about your experience in that regard?
Okay. For me, it was quite a challenging experience for me because if you don't have a DMV license, car insurance will definitely charge you a lot. Like for me, I tried with Geico and Progressive online. They were quoting me like $450 or $470 per month. So that was super expensive. And when I tried to go to nearby like physical offices for different insurance companies, they say I don't qualify because I don't have a DMV or I don't have the social security number yet. So they didn't want to entertain me. So I only had an option for Geico, which was cheaper, like $450. So I kind of got that for the sake of getting my car. You need your car insurance before you'll be able to drive your car out of the car dealership. And the only thing is, after you have your DMV license, you can just call or find another car dealership and you can get a better rate. So from $450, I was able to lower it down to like $150, I think, within the first month. So that's one good thing. Like I really suggest is try to focus on getting your DMV license as fast as you can.
Okay. So also some things that nurses might not even know exist. So thank you for sharing your experience, Nurse Juan. James and Nicole, any last tips or pointers, advice for anyone who is coming to the United States and is going to have to buy a car?
Ladies first, Nicole.
So for our program, I just want to talk a little bit about that is, you do have to be a part of one of our partner companies in order to apply for membership and for applying for an auto loan. So Kinetics is one of those partners and, they graciously cover the $5 deposit that it takes to become a member at Advantial. If you're interested in using Advantial for your banking needs when you come here, just keep that in mind. I just I want everyone to be clear that you do have to be a part of our partner groups in order to receive these products and services.
Thank you for clarifying that, Nicole. And James, any final words, pointers, and tips?
I just want to touch base. I did see a lot of questions from North Dakota and South Dakota. So if anybody saw me peeking down, just texting our experts about the driver's licenses and the requirements for those states. So with I just wanted to answer that one quick question because I know so many people asked about it. So in North Dakota, you don't really require anything other than your identification to verify who you are. And in South Dakota, they look for either a learner's permit or a home country license, and you can convert that over. So those are two of the easier states. I just wanted to provide easier in the scope of, you know, what we have considered easy here in America.
Considerably.
So yeah. Really just the only tips that I would offer to you is to do your research. You know, as we've mentioned a handful of times, I know things are busy. I know things are, you know, exciting and there's so many things to check off before you move to the United States. But take care of that international driver's license before you arrive, which again is really just a translated version of your home country license. And, you know, review your options, shop around, look for the best deal for you and what's best for you. And when it comes to selecting a vehicle, to a point that Nicole made earlier, this is not going to be your last vehicle that you ever purchase. You don't have to select the most expensive car or the dream car. You have time to fulfill that dream. Your first dream is to make it to America. And then the next dream will be, you know, what kind of car you can drive. Okay, we can do it that way. But don't necessarily put everything all into that car when you first arrive. Focus on your other expenses first. And then, you know, just get the vehicle that's going to get you and your family around safely and, you know, to and from work. So I would just say, you know, just focus on your home, where you're living and things like that. And then the dream car will come later.
Agreed.
Okay. Love it. I think everybody on the panel could definitely agree on that one. Keep your expenses low. Yes. I know this is the American dream and you see lots of beautiful, shiny things that you want. And they can come, but just in time.
In time.
So with that, we're going to finish off. I want to thank our panel, Nurse Juan, James, and Nicole for such insights and valuable tips and pointers. With that, thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you, Nurse Juan. Thank you, James.
Well
done. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.